Fishermen in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta pull in all kinds of fish throughout the year from rivers and streams in the area and from the deep coastal waters on the Bering Sea. But recently, a halibut fisherman in Quinnahock was surprised to see a fish that he'd never seen before when he pulled in his line. From member station KYUK in Bethel, Alice Criswell reports.
It was a nice calm day, about 20 miles from the coastal village of Quinnahock, when Adolf Pleasant and a companion were rod and reel fishing from a boat for halibut. Everything was pretty normal until Pleasant started pulling in his line and he found a large shark on the end of it. Pleasant says he didn't know he had a shark on the line until it was at the surface of the water. The fish was about 7 feet 4 inches long. It was so big and heavy, two other men in another boat came over to help haul in the shark. Pleasant says he was surprised and excited at the time. The men were fishing in about 73 feet of water. One of the other men was Fritz Petluska of Eek.
It had no scales. It was heavy. I think it was over 5 feet. It had pretty good sized fins, and the head was pretty big, yeah, I'd say. But the teeth, I thought they'd be a lot bigger or longer, but they weren't that long. But they were sharp, though.
Petluska says the shark was gray with dark spots and the skin felt rough to the touch. Catching the fish on a line might have been a surprise to the Quinnahock fishers. But the salmon shark being in the area is normal, according to Robert Foy. He is a research professor stationed on Kodiak Island and is an expert on salmon shark. Although most of the salmon sharks in the Bering Sea are off of the edge of the Bering Sea shelf, close to the Pribilof Islands and along the slope, Foy says the fish tend to follow salmon into the local streams this time of the year.
They've got a ranging diet. Usually they follow a schooling-type fish. We see them eating herring, a lot of salmonids, both salmon that are up in the water column and closer to the bottom. You can see them eat pollock, cod, a number of different species.
He says there could have been a few factors as to why this particular salmon shark ended up on the end of a fishing line.
It could be driven by changes in temperature. It could be driven by changes in the distribution of the migration routes for the salmon.
Foy says the lifespan of a salmon shark is between 25 and 30 years. They get anywhere between 6 to 9 feet as mature adults. Most of their growth occurs in the first 3 to 5 years of their life.
Depending on whether it was a male or female, we tend to see most of the male salmon sharks on the western side of the North Pacific and most of the females on the eastern side of the North Pacific. Now, there's some mixing. We believe that they mate in the Bering Sea, so it could be that that was a mature animal, which would be probably at least 5 years old, potentially mating in the Bering Sea.
Foy says besides salmon shark, there are two other main species of sharks in the Bering Sea. The dogfish and the sleeper shark. He says they are doing shark studies on the Bering Sea, where they are looking at the sharks' mating behaviors, what they feed on, and their interaction with commercial fisheries. Pleasant gave the salmon shark away to some sport fishers in the village who knew how to prepare it. Because Quinnahock residents are not familiar with eating shark, Pleasant says his father had heard from people in Togiak that when some people there ate shark, they got sick, and his father had advised him not to eat any. In Bethel, I'm Alice Criswell.